This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last night, the Miami Heat came out on top of the biggest free agent bonanza in NBA history. LeBron James, King James, announced that he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and moving south. In a few minutes, we'll get reaction from people in Cleveland. But first, from member station WLRN in Miami, Kenny Malone brings us a letter for South Florida's new royalty.
Dear King LeBron James, for most of us here in South Florida, last night was fun.
And this fall, man, it's very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach.
Oh, my God! I love you, King James! Yes! Thank you, Jesus.
Thanking Jesus and loving the King was Denise Byram. Bringing your talents to South Beach, as you say, you should probably know that sometimes a fun night is followed by a rough morning. And for you, Your Highness, the rough word this morning is expectations. Just ask Heat fan Ruben Seibert.
I expect 1-3 championships would be very well. That's not going on the high end.
Or listen to my colleague Phil Latzman's weekly call-in show.
Could LeBron James and the Miami Heat save South Florida in a civic pride kind of way? Who wants to tackle that?
But it doesn't end there. Because of you, we expect to host at least 9 playoff games a year. For our downtown restaurants to dish out hundreds more chicken wings. And for Ross Tannenbaum to ship thousands more replica jerseys. He owns Dreams Incorporated, one of the biggest online sports merchandise sellers. As a South Floridian, he's excited you're coming. But as a businessman, he could have sold a lot more of the King product if you switched into a bigger, more loyal market, like New York or Chicago. So he's hoping you can shatter this town's sports ennui.
Because now the pressure starts, because if you don't win, it's a disappointment. Coming in and losing in the finals, you could also do just as much damage, ultimately.
This moment isn't so different than 2004. Shaquille O'Neal headed for the Heat. The sports world was focused on Miami. He was paraded into town atop a giant diesel truck. He sprayed spectators with a water cannon, and he helped win a championship. Your Highness, from you we expect more. Summer is our rainy season, but it's been sunny since your announcement. Just remember, South Florida's subtropical. The weather can change quickly, just like the fans. With love, and for NPR News, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.